by God. I talked to him about cattle, and we didn't get it. He went and got his ass on that fucking boat to go look into the cattle. And Sylvester, this is amazing. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I love you. You're beautiful. No instruction to me. I just said I want to know about the cattle and get his ass on the boat. And here he is way up there, and he had a lot of health problems. He rode that fucking boat and went through the town and found out about the cattle. I salute you, Sylvester. Go home and get a nap. The morning will come. Anybody else that feels some kind of... What'd you say, Amanda? Yeah, he does look good with his teeth. Got his teeth. That's marvelous. He's a beautiful man. Okay. Yeah, well, it's up to Don. If he feels okay to go on a while, he can... No, don't apologize, Diane. That's good to have guilt, but you didn't cause no sickness. I don't let nothing plant in me. You don't psychologically put nothing in me. Nothing, so don't feel bad about it. Nobody can psychologically get me to feel a damn thing. So you never. Nobody suggests me to get sick. That would just... Who? Respiratory inhalation? Yeah, okay, he should rest too. They've been up all night with the last pregnancy. Okay, let's get it done once and for all so we don't go all night and talk about it, huh? I felt to ask the question, so now... Okay.
I just wanted to comment on Ron.
I'll tell you, don't get drunk. It ain't worth it unless the last one. That last drunk, you won't get up from that one, but...
That
it ain't worth it sobering up. It ain't worth it.
That I feel in his position, that he's in the nurse's office once, twice, or three times, almost every day. He spends most of his day in the nurse's office. And he has had...
Still?
Yes, he has trouble, you know, he'll get a cold, and then you give him, like, antibiotics, then he has an allergic reaction to the antibiotics.
Well, in security, I ask him why in hell he's worrying about losing a little hair. I'd be glad if I could lose some hair, man. I got to, what the hell's going to happen when I can no longer even masquerade as a sexual image? I can always fuck, but that ain't enough. What's going to happen? You ain't got no problem. What the hell you been fucking lately for the cause?
Nothing.
I wish the hell some of you men would get the consciousness that I could trust you to do so, and women, too. And women, too. I could have had some help. They'd been mighty, mighty pleased. And that shows surely I didn't want nothing from Grace Stone when the very goddamn day I could get out of her, I tried to transfer to Tim Carter. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she was a mother of my child. And I knew the risk. Mother of my child getting in something. And maybe I'd lose my child. No, I ain't losing my child. They don't lose my child. That's one thing I won't do. I made every sacrifice in the goddamn world. They ain't taking my child. They come for my child to take me. And then that's all I can say. If you want to go with me, fine. But that's one sacrifice I ain't making. And I can tell you, drunk or sober, I feel the same way about Dana. Nobody gonna take her. No goddamn prostitute, no goddamn dope pusher is going to walk away with that little girl. Never. Most people are not fortunate enough to have something good to die for, and that makes me feel real good that I got something good to die for. So nobody, you can tell little Dana wherever she's at, nobody going to walk away and take her anywhere, nowhere. Okay, you can get that thing and make me feel good. It make me feel good if I could get a communication line open with you so I can feel that trust and bond that I ought to feel.
Dad, I've been too worried about myself, and since you spoke to me, I was on some kind of antibiotic, but I'm not going for any treatments or any of that baloney anymore.
What antibiotic for what? That depends.
I had some kind of chest congestion. I was saying I would finish that up because it was started.
I think
so. And
then
I haven't gone in for any treatment, and I'm just not going to do it. Take up the nursing staff's time and all that. I know I was selfish and just worried about myself.
Can you analyze why? That's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in what one does in the past. We can forgive the past. All socialists are redemptive. If they're not good socialists. We certainly want to be look at the past. We want to keep profiles, know all of our weaknesses, where the enemy can reach us, where the CIA could get to us. UN. Wake up, and this sister back there in the county. She's about to go to sleep on her seat. Okay. Why were you in there for all these pills and so forth?
I think for one thing that I'm used to substituting drugs for pain. And I know in the States that unless I was doing something that really had my mind occupied at the slightest pain, I would take something. I would get something. And that's been a pattern.
Have you got any of this pain here? Because you're one that thought the white knights weren't real.
No,
you haven't let the pain get to you, huh?
Well, I did when I went in there and I got medication before, yes.
Talking about if you're letting this pain get to you. We're sitting here tonight. We don't know whether we're going to win. How many tomorrows we got? Has this got to you?
Oh, yes, it has. It has. I believe it's very serious.
It's got to, man. It's got to. It's very, very serious. They all were. Would to goodness that none of them had been. I might think that life was fraught with a little less hazards. When you see these many hazards, it don't give you a happy feeling about projection. But the Cubans, as I said, took it for so many years. And so why in the hell can we? We can win it. If we don't win it, we win because we were right. Anybody else got anything to say to him? I feel like I'll vomit if I talk to a little bit. Is there anything to settle the stomach? No, I don't give a shit about the pain. I just think I ought to settle it so I don't have any take up more time.
I
insist on those medical people going. I do, because I insist on that cafe going. I insist. We got to take care of you. You've got enough tonight to think on. That's very brave of you to want to continue, but I want you to do it. I really want you to do it.
I think he creates your pain and your symptoms so that you can get the drugs, not so you can escape the pain, but so you can escape reality, so you don't have to do anything about it.
But SAT control, no problem here, but I want to think about SAT control, security. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, one of the
things. It's an awful way to live. Nobody stepped out there that I have any lack of faith in. It's an awful way to live. The moment somebody steps out of the pavilion, you got to think about putting security around the place so there can be no shit started. Can you imagine the prison I'm living in when you feel like you got trouble? Can you imagine that? That's not pleasant. You go to Georgetown, you can think about going to Georgetown sometime or going somewhere. But I'll never think about going anywhere but staying here and keeping this place safe. I wouldn't mind that if you didn't have to worry about everything. Got to worry about everything. Even when I take something to lower my blood pressure. You people got to think more. Someone's relieved Sharon, who's staying with her new mother. Sweet kid. Try over there. Go rest, Marshall. You gotta be in there. You've been up all night. Thank you. It's just gas, I think. What are you? Don, if it's up to Don, I told up to Don, pictures are not like. You can be kind of sleepy and take pictures, but you sure can't. I don't want nobody sleepy helping one of my mothers have babies. You really got to do better than this, folks, though. You got to do better than this. You got to think through every situation. Well, ask some questions. I'm sick. Headaches back plus a fucking stomach.
Well, one other thing.
What'd you say, Doc? What'd you say, chemist? Well, get me one so I can keep on going on here. This is a hell of a sick. Don't drink, I can tell you. Don't drink.
The other thing Dad mentioned was saying to Rob he didn't want to care about anybody. I'm sure I've contributed to that. Some have talked about just not getting into a relationship because, you know, people just don't seem to care.
Miss Tessie.
But he asked you to...
You didn't get in a relationship. Sorry, you didn't get in a relationship.
I just said I've talked to him about... Not I don't know how Rob said not caring about anybody, but I'm thinking saying getting into a relationship.
Why don't you go and go to bed like I told you to? Why don't you go to bed? You are needed in there. One of the best nurses ever come down the clock. Now go to bed like I told you. Don't bother argue with me, just go. No, they have to keep that for my blood pressure, because my damn headache's back plus all this other shit. You need this right now? I can deliver that to you later. The cup that Johnny gave it to me, my son Johnny gave it to me here. Okay, that's true. Why don't you get in love with some black woman or a black child, man? You can't, everybody in this movement to be trusted ought to have somebody. And preferably somebody black, some baby they've adopted, or, and that's preferable, that order. In that order. Or some black companion, because companionship don't mean too much, meaning that we see somebody, the minute they go into Georgetown, they forget who their damn companion is.
Dad, I
better listen to this, children. You'll get lessons. You won't get hurt when you grow up.
I didn't want to get into a relationship because I never handle them right. Emotionally, I don't deal with it right. And I...
Well, that's a good point.
I just...
Can't you love a child?
Yes.
The little boys that follow me around until sometimes I feel like I'm C-R-O-W-D-E-D. Can't do business. I can't handle it. It's just a terrible claustrophobic feeling that I can't meet all their needs. Why don't you notice? Why don't you notice some of them?
I
can think of one of them, a sweet, sweet child. R-I-C-A-R-D-O.
Yes. I had talked to Diane about that just last week because I need to be close to somebody. My sisters and stuff. I just don't feel like. We don't get that close. We, you know, we're friends and everything, but it's not
I mentioned boys only because the ones that are, you know, particularly hanging about me, and I love them, happen to be boys. There's another lovely little girl that I love. A little girl. I hope she's getting all the attention. She shows such concern for the children, Tammy, and people like that. I hope that we're showing a lot of love for these children. All these children ought to have somebody assigned, and there ought to be special concern being given. Where in the hell? Poor Katuma must be in Siberia. Why in the hell can't they go back by now? When did they leave? We can do nothing until we hear from that. That's why we're held here. Motherfuckers. We ought to want to get back and get some of them for one white night. For just one white night, they ought to all be gotten. That's just... Somebody asked a question. Was somebody moderate this thing? I don't want to heave all over the place.
I remember one afternoon we were walking on duty. Ron had mentioned that he would like to have, you know, he'd like to have a child or something, you know, take a child out of nurture. Preference, he'd like to have a little girl because a lot of people, you know, look over the little girls, and he said he'd like to.
Well, that's sweet talk. They do. They do.
He also...
Anita said you did well with children back in the States. Why don't you get interested in him here?
I stop and see him all the time on patrol, but I don't feel like I can get enough time to really give him something. I don't want to shortchange him.
Man, anything you give him regularly is something.
You take enough time to talk about a whole bunch of bullshit, to gossip and so forth. So if you can take enough time to gossip, you can take enough time with the child. I mean, you know, that's plain and simple.
Chef, please.
He also mentioned the fact how big a fool Bruce Oliver was for for fucking, you know, messing over Shonda the way he did, because he felt as if Shonda was a beautiful young lady, and anybody that had a young lady like her,
yeah,
you know.
It's real stupid, because that she is. That's real stupid. Real stupid. Take a socialist, a communist psychiatrist to figure out some of this shit. But the communists don't get mentally ill, so they don't have any psychiatrists. That's the truth. China's an unknown profession. They just don't have one domestically. People act out because they feel they're better than others. Narcissistically allow themselves to act out. Even some Western psychiatrists have said there is no such thing as mental illness. It's all just manipulation. Okay. I've said all I had in mind. It's not a disciplinarian matter, but I've got to get more out of you than I am getting for the position you're in, the responsibility.
I'll show you more, Dad, and quit being so much into myself and trying to prove things. I'll just get down and work and be humble. I'm not humble enough. That's one thing. Is I might wake up in the morning and think I'm going to be humble that day, and by the evening I talk my ass into being arrogant, and I'm going to keep humble around here.
You have a high degree of homosexual feeling?
Yes, I do.
The reason I asked that, sex is behind everything, but that usually, narcissism is, of course, homosexuality personified. Personified. The homosexual feelings are there. Males have narcissism because they think that society puts them in a higher pedestal. But when it's personified, there's a high degree of narcissism. Personified to the extent that you're having trouble with humility. Maybe you ought to get a homosexual relationship there. It could be approved. Might get you to know more about yourself. But as you say, relationships can divert one. But what you got to do is to be able to do like your father, get in one and not let it divert you.
Yes, Dad.
Then and then alone do you know that you have passed the test. You can theorize about it, but you got to get in it and pass it. I hope all of you heard that.
I understand, Dad.
That's another thing to pass on the test. It's one thing to theorize all about this shit, but be able to get in it, handle it, handle a beautiful woman, and come out and not let that beautiful woman captivate you. You keep control of the situation. Let communism keep the control. I know whether it's not properly put. Let communism direct you and keep control of the situation. This makes you sleepy for the nausea.
I don't think it will.
I recall it did. You're pretty good. You're pretty good. Medic. We'll go a little while. I'm a whole lot. It makes you sleepy. I don't need to be sleeper now. You don't need to. Not to yet. Because who knows what the shit this going to drag in from this telephone call from Port Kaituma. Well, I have it ready. I'm sitting here. I can take it. I don't want to waste it unless I have to.
One thing I want to say to you, Ron, that perhaps one of the reasons,
anybody help this young woman? Seems like she's been a long time holding this goddamn thing.
No. Perhaps one of the reasons you're so wrapped up in yourself, I know a lot of the people that I know, including myself, who are very much involved with drugs, they get very much wrapped up in themselves. They're always trying to make themselves feel good. And you get so wrapped up in yourself that you don't have time for anybody else. And, you know, maybe that's just part of your past. I know it's part of my thing I'm trying to overcome.
Don't stretch your shirts, kids, with your arms under them. Please don't do it. It just tears them up. I'm having such a hell of a time getting this all we need. Excuse me, Bob. Yeah, we get wrapped up in ourselves. We'd have to take pain pills. I hope all you listeners line up in the goddamn drugstore.
And I just want to say that I agree. I think you're very preoccupied with yourself. You really are. You're worried about your hair falling out, and it's bullshit.
I just want to say medical staff just should be reminded that this guy is a con artist. I mean, he had been a real good con artist in the States, and he's been to doctors and con people out of drugs for years. So you have to really check close when he comes with a complaint. I mean, super close. Because this guy knows how to do it, you know, and he's done it for years.
I could say he creates the pain so he can get the drugs and escape the reality.
I honestly felt I could have manipulated a lot more just because I do know how to do that. But it isn't the same here. I just want to say, for anybody else that might think that, it isn't the same here. I got very bored with it. It was a boring trip. It wasn't the same. You don't need to escape like over there. It's not the same thing. I got bored with it, and I just wanted to cut it loose. I could have got more, and I just didn't bother it because it's not the same.
I think it's more escaping yourself. I don't think you want to change as much as you need to.
Have you been doing it anyway? Have you been manipulating?
What do you mean? Since those incidents? Yeah, I'd say I manipulated it to some extent. I had some. I made it sound worse than it was. But getting pain medication isn't the same here, though. It's a different kind of place. I mean, I tried it out and I didn't like it. And since that time, that's it. I'm not trying to get anything else for pain because it just doesn't fit in here.
So what are you going to do now?
When I'd gotten this pain medication, I felt I could have got more by manipulating, maybe.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it because...
Well, don't overestimate your manipulating because you've been being reported for some days.
It isn't the same here, though, because it's a different kind of society setup. It's not good to check out of this society here. It's nice here. And if you take some kind of drug, you're kind of checking out, and it's just not the same.
Can I have a tablespoon? Okay, go ahead. Don't stop for this. What's a sick stomach there? Baby's starving. There ain't no sick stomach like a starving baby's stomach. See, notice how I think. No matter how much discomfort there is. No matter how much discomfort is, I can imagine. What would it be to be a baby starving to death? Let's see how much you notice your pain then. Can I take any water with it? I'm insatiably thirsty. Your problem out there tonight ain't that bad, honey. So wake up and look in there. Your mother's not dying of starvation in front of your eyes, or your baby's not dying in your lap. We got 6 months' provisions of food coming in when that boat lands here in the next couple of days. And we got a hell of a lot of equipment, military equipment, that can keep a whole lot of folk off this hill for some time. And that's more guarantee of life than you ever had back in the States. You didn't have no guarantee at all. You didn't know when that son of a bitch and white police were going to do something to you. You didn't know what night they're going to stop you or what day they're going to stop you on the street. You didn't know when they're going to take your children or somebody that was dear to you or start some shit or burn down your house or mug you or rape you. You didn't know anything. And it all takes is somebody to throw your ass in jail, their testimony. One whitey against you and that's it. I don't care who you are. Black doctor in Mount Zion Hospital, some white bitch accused him of raping her. So you hear what I'm saying? I wake up. Some black doctor in Mount Zion, a white bitch accused him of raping her, and the bitch was 35 years older than he, but they charged him with rape. Raping her in the hospital bed. Ain't that the shits? Anytime a black man has to rape a woman 35 years older than him, that's anybody know that's a lie. In a hospital bed. That's what you face any walking day you live in that fucking country. You said, well, it didn't happen to me, but finally your odds went out. You sure couldn't have counted on several months ahead the food and protection and guns between you and your enemy. One thing, you folk who went to town, you made your father feel good because he has to look at cynicism all the way. But you guys went to town and come back with the best record of any. And I've sent 12 in. It didn't do as well as 80. And it was night, no daylight. I mean, no lights, no water, no shit. No way to shit, no way to see. And that made me feel better about the potentials of human beings. But I still, when everybody, if 6 people walked out here tonight, even though they were trusted medical personnel, you saw the guns start their rounds, didn't you? Huh? Ain't that a hell of a way to live? You don't have to worry about that, but I do because I love you. I don't want nobody to start no shit from you. no shit for you, nor no take no pain that is not necessary. This pain tonight, God damn, what's holding them people up in Port Kaituma. Anyway, you can make a free call, some way to find out if Paula Adams and say she left so many minutes more on the band is the band totally dead. Deader than a doornail. That's lovely. Yes, that's the way it is. I'm drinking coffee, honey. Don't worry. Anything I got, you can have. That's what another thing. Everything you do, everything you say, where you look, the way you move, where you walk, whether you smile just right, everything's under a microscope. You people haven't got no problem. You ain't got no problem. I'm telling you, I'm serious. You haven't got no problem. Well, I didn't mean to hound on this all night. What the? Anything else to say to him? I just, something that accidentally fell in the foray.
Ron, that day you were working at Central Supply, I just want to say I think that you were acting very childish, like a hurt child. Somebody took his candy away because you couldn't go to Georgetown. You moped around and you were real glad that you went to the front gate so that you wouldn't have to face people and tell them why you didn't go. You know, you were very upset about having to explain it to everybody, which is just your ego hanging out, I thought.
I agree with that. I didn't want to face people. Everybody asking why didn't you go, and I was embarrassed.
What would you be embarrassed about? There's no slapstick, the director of the culture or whatever the shit office he thinks he is, and no slapstick. Well, that's a simple answer to that. The only reason Jack went was to look after a boar hog and a fucking boat and Patty, but we wouldn't have no slapstick potential. Patty went in to get fruit. Well, you people oughtn't be so image conscious. Hell, I wouldn't mind if somebody arrested me tonight. That'd be easy. I'd know where my parameters were. I imagine a whole lot of folk been fighting these sons of bitches off with letters and strategy. They'd be glad to be arrested tonight. Go over there and learning crew. You people feel sorry for yourself. Learning crew, you got shit. You got it made. You got it made, I said. I'm sure folk in letter writing and all kinds of coordination, they'd love to go to learning crews yet. At least they know when they're going to bed. Some of us don't even know. Lousy damn, I would have to have a, what is it they call the night after? The hangover? Yeah. And I got such a will, some people would have got more out of a drunk. They'd at least got all night out of it, but I can't even get a few minutes because I love you too much to allow myself the privilege. Okay, stay awake, honey. We ain't got no choice. We don't know whether we're up all night with guns or what, because we see why we're sitting here. You understand why we're sitting here? Because we threaten the fucking government that's in charge. We got to know what their reaction is before we go to sleep, right? What are we threatening them over? Anybody know what's going on? What was it? Jeanette? The doctor and the pharmacist and whatever the shit else. Coverage, news articles, and a whole bunch of shit we throwed in one package deal. A lot of other little extraneous matters. I don't know. We throwed it all in there and barged into their office. So I got to know what kind of results we had tonight. Don't you agree? Don't you think you're going to sleep very well if you went home?